I met a young redhead who said her family had bought a Byerly trailer. It turned out to be one of Walter Byerly's originals built in 1954. For 20 years, the family had traveled through 47 states. I had a 1951 Studebaker. What a perfect match. Eventually, my Studebaker and the old Byerly were hitched up, and we set out on a three-week adventure through the western states. But that's another story. And by the way, the trailer and the Studebaker weren't the only ones that got hitched. I married that redhead, and we've been fellow travelers for over 30 years. It all started in a Byerly RV. Why not see what you can get started in an RV from Byerly in Eureka?
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, listen to this. You know how I've been complaining about muscle fatigue lately?
Yes, dear. How's that going?
I found this stuff called Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
Really?
It started soothing my tired muscles and joints immediately, and it lasted for hours.
What about the smell?
It's actually odor-free.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Behringer Glass and Door. Simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Behringer Glass and Door. Behringer Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Behringer Glass and Door can't be beat.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung high-efficiency active wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink. Yep, we've got it. The GE Cafe French door refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door. Got that, too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility. We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory-authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Find a Kubota dealer near you. You at MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to MarkandJason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. Here are the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you're eligible to get in here, pick a category, take the five questions, try to answer as many as you can, earn a lot of points, and if you get enough points, get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right!
Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville. By the way, did you know I'm going to be on a live episode of The Simpsons on Sunday night?
You are?
There are going to be 3 minutes at the end of The Simpsons in which I, Homer J. Simpson, ad lib, answers to questions from viewers.
Really?
And you're asking, how do they do that on an animated show? Don't ask me. I'm an animated character. Not even aware I'm inside of an animated show.
I'm a man in the box.
I just hope they have beer-flavored donuts. Or donut-flavored beer. Beer.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also, from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes, like we have something from Mother's Day, which is crazy because on Mother's Day, we tried to go see the movie Mother's Day, and it was sold out.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I would tell you tonight, don't try to see Friday Night. Probably sold out.
Yes. I know, it probably is. And if you get the clean sweep,
that's all five questions correct in a category.
Yeah, we'll give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar on Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
You know, I haven't watched The Simpsons in a long time, but I'm going to have to remember to set the DVR because I'm curious how they're going to pull this thing off.
I know.
Dan Castellaneta, who does The Simpsons, the Homer voice, is going to be doing it live, and they've got some sort of really cool instant animation thing going on. I don't know how they're doing it, but maybe worth checking out. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
As the first contestant, you are the one who gets the first opportunity to plug something with what we call the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
All right, well, I've been influenced by Ian to go to Grant's Farm this Saturday. Maybe we'll see if we can get there early enough.
Yes, right, I would suggest getting there around 8:30.
Tonight.
All right, yeah, well, we'll take the chance and
there you go.
Beat the crowds, go when they're closed. It's really it's never crowded at night.
Like you're waiting for those blockbuster doorbuster sales on Black Friday.
or a new iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah, just get there the night before, no problem. All right, Jeff, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you tell me which of the categories you would like of the three that will come spilling out. We'll have five categories altogether for the five contestants, but the first three are up here. And number one, of course, is Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Friday the 13th, which is today. Or you can have Sports Week.
I say Friday the 13th.
Okay. This category has nothing to do with Friday the 13th. It has to do with the number 13. And now we put a number that looks like a 6 and a 0. That's 60 seconds. We put that on the clock. And let's play the Harris Challenge. Jeff, in the film rating PG-13, what does PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Correct. On the first flag of the United States of America, of the 13 stripes, are more of them red or white?
Red.
Correct. Name one of the two actors besides Tom Hanks who went around the moon but didn't land in Apollo 13.
Kevin Bacon.
And Bill Paxton is the other one. Which singer considers 13 so lucky that she writes the number on her hand at her concerts because she was born on December 13th? Is it Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna?
Lady Gaga.
Taylor Swift. Five-pointer, you need this for the win. In the movie Ocean's 13, who played the casino owner that George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and the rest take down? I'm sorry, what, who, where?
Thanks.
No answer.
Carlos.
You're very, very close. It's Al Pacino.
Oh, Carlos.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino and his lovely, yummy sidekick, Ellen Barkin, in that movie.
Ooh.
My future ex-bride. Jeff, let's see how you did here. You got 1, 2, 3, a total of only 6 points. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't get 8 points or better, you don't win. And worse than that, you have to be punished.
Oh.
This week for our punishment music, we go back to the big concert announcement that happened a few days ago of the concert that's going to happen in October in California. Mike Evans is like 5 minutes away from where this is going to happen. It's going to have the Rolling Stones and The Who and Neil Young and Roger Waters and Paul McCartney and that wonderful song stylist of children's music, Mr. Robert Zimmerman.
Sometimes I think you should bring back the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon game.
Oh, yeah.
This way, way back when
they won, he played knick-knack on my thumb with a knick-knack daddy went. The dog upon this old man came rolling home.
Okay, that's enough. We have the isolated harmonica track. Let's hear a little bit more of that.
Well, thanks.
All right, Jeff.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. And we go to our next contestant. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just looking forward to a Blues win on Sunday.
Let's hope so. See if we can get them into the Stanley Cup playoffs. One more series they got to win. Do we know who they're going to play?
The Sharks.
Yes.
Playing the Sharks.
All right. Let's see if they can do better than the Jets did.
We need to
thank you. I'll take
Joe
West Side
Thornton's
Story references for 300, Alex.
Oh, man.
We need to pull Joe Thornton's beard off. That beard, that scraggly
beard
thing.
Beard off.
Beard. Beard. What did I say?
Did it sound like beard off to me?
Did he say something about Dan Dierdorf?
I did, yeah.
All right. Which category would you like here, Tom? We have you been paying attention, Sports Week, or our new third category, The Business Page?
Why don't I try Sports Week?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who became the first NBA player to be the unanimous choice for MVP this
Stephen
week?
Stephen Curry.
Correct. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the first game played at the second Busch Stadium. Who did the Cardinals play that day? Was it the Cubs, the Braves, or the Phillies?
Pass.
Which former NFL star did his last appearance as Kelly Ripa's co-star today?
Michael Strahan.
Correct. Which major league pitcher struck out 20 batters in a game this week, tying
Max
the record
Scherzer
of the Nationals? Correct. In what state did a school board approve spending $62.8 million on a
Texas
high school football stadium that'll seat 12,000 people? It is McKinney, Texas. Now back to the two-pointer for the clean sweep. Who did the Cards play on the first game at Busch Stadium 2? Was it the Cubs, the Braves, or the Phillies?
The Phillies.
That day, the Cardinals beat the Atlanta Braves 4-3 in 12 innings.
Oh, man, I thought it was the Phillies, too.
Yeah. Tom, you got yourself 13 points, though, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will meet contestant number 3. Hi, Gene.
Hi. How are you, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Go Cardinals, go Blues.
Okay. Well, let's see what we have here left on the category scoreboard. You have you been paying attention, the business page, or our new third category, the international desk?
Wow. I really kind of wanted Sports Week, so I'm going to have to go with have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Gene. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Budweiser announce would be the new name on its bottles and cans for the next 6 months?
America.
Yeah, I would have gone with Beery McBeerface, but they went America. What animal was named the national mammal of the United States this week?
Oh, my God.
Which 60 Minutes correspondent is retiring after this Sunday's show? Who told Good Morning America this week that although he's not on the ballot, quote, I think I would have made the best president, unquote? What did NASA announce this week the Kepler Space Telescope has found 1,284 more of?
Black holes.
Planets. Back to the two-pointer. What animal was named the national mammal of the USA this week?
I can't remember.
How about the 60 Minutes correspondent who's retiring after this Sunday's show?
Mike Wallace.
No, Mike Wallace is dead. It's Morley Safer. And the person who told GMA, I think I would have been the best president.
pay attention, apparently.
Well, I guess you did not pay attention. Vice President Joe Biden, who didn't run because his son Beau died and he was too emotionally distraught. And it's the bison that is the national mammal.
Yeah, I can see the picture on the Post-Dispatch. But
well, I know it's right. It's in front of me here, Gene. But thank you for confirming me.
No problem.
By the way, about the America beer, I have a friend who's really into microbreweries who does not like Budweiser, and now he has to tell people, I hate America. He's not happy about this.
I think it's only through the Olympics, though, right?
No, it's through the election.
Oh, the election? I thought it was only through the Olympics.
No, they're doing it for 6 months.
Oh, wow, okay.
Gene, you got only that one for 1 point, and that means you have to be punished as well. Mr. Dillon?
This old man, he'll be too. He played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack. Paddy whack, keep the dog a bone. This old man, dream of rolling home.
I'm glad we have that isolated track. It helps a lot. Gene, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right, thanks.
This punishment music.
I know you do. Here's our fourth. So I'm glad we don't have the bagpipes version.
Yeah.
Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
I'll just plug my beautiful daughter, Kayla, is graduating from Lindenwood on Saturday, and she went to high school with your daughter.
Oh, wow. I think I know Kayla.
You do?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
My daughter's about to graduate as well. Of course they would if they went to school at the same time in the same class. And
congratulations.
Don't you feel like now that you don't have to pay that bill, you got a raise?
Absolutely. I just bought a new car. Got Johnny Londo, by the way.
Yeah. In other words, like me, you're thinking, it's all about me now.
I can't wait for that feeling.
Yeah, Dan's got 3 more years. He just moved Alyssa out of the dorm this week. How'd that go, by the way?
My back is killing me. And then I had to cut the grass today. So, man, I'm all kinds of hurting.
Well, now she's home. She can cut the grass.
Darn right.
Which category would you like here, Scott? We have the business page or the international desk?
Oh, Lord. Let's go with the business page.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is auctioning off the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin?
George Zimmerman.
Correct. What did Apple invest $1 billion in this week? The music streaming company Pandora, the glass company Corning, or the Chinese equivalent of Uber?
Chinese equivalent of Google.
Of Uber, actually. Yeah, you got it right.
Uber, sorry.
Which two office supply companies wanted to merge but were stopped by the Federal Trade Commission this week?
Let's guess Office Max and Office Depot.
No, it's Staples and Office Depot.
Ah, crap.
What did an angry customer at Jim Butler Chevrolet use to hit a police officer over the head last week? A spare tire, a prosthetic arm, or the bumper of a Camaro?
Got to be a prosthetic arm.
Of course it does. What is new at a Burger King in Helsinki, Finland? A, a sauna. B, an all-vegan cheeseburger. C, a pay-whatever-you-want policy.
Oh, let's go with a vegan cheeseburger.
One in three Finns has a spa, so Burger King installed a 15-person sauna, which, by the way, you can go to for the low, low price of $283.
Good grief.
At a Burger King.
Wow.
Now, here's one thing I don't want to see when other guys are naked in the sauna. Is that a Whopper?
Oh. Is that included in the number one?
It's a combo, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's $283 for the sauna, fries, and a shake.
Yeah.
Let's see, Scott. You got the Zimmerman, you got the Uber, and you got the arm. 1, 2, and 4. Oh, that's only 7 points.
Rap.
Yeah.
My first punishment.
Well, here it comes.
This old man, he played three. He played knick-knack on my ear. The knick-knack, daddy whack, you the dog a bone. This old man came a rolling home.
I like Dan's version better.
Who doesn't? Thanks very much for playing.
Almost identical.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great graduation weekend, Scott.
You do the same, sir.
Thank you very much. And now we bring in our final contestant. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just hoping my son and I have a great trout fishing trip this weekend.
Oh.
All right. Where are you going?
Rockbridge, Missouri.
Well, I hope you don't get caught in the rain tonight. Because the rest of the weekend's supposed to be dry, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
What?
What was that?
That was Bob Dylan going, yeah.
Do not clear of the brown.
I told you, do not inhale on the harmonica.
Oh, sorry.
Matt, the category is the international desk. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which European city has Sadiq Khan become the first Muslim mayor of?
Half.
Which country is accused of running a state-sponsored doping program that helped at least 15 athletes win medals at the 2014 Olympics?
Pass. I have no idea.
Which missing plane from March 2014 did Australian investigators find wreckage from this week?
Malaysian Airlines.
Correct. Flight 370. In what country was President Dilma Rousseff impeached by its legislature this week?
Pass.
In which Canadian province was the town of Fort McMurray devastated by wildfires last week that made every newscast?
Alberta.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which European city has Sadiq Khan become the first Muslim mayor of?
London.
That's correct. How about the country with the state-sponsored doping program? That was Russia, actually. And Dilma Rousseff has been impeached as the president of Brazil. By the way, Sadiq Khan, first Muslim mayor of London, will not, of course, be allowed into the country after President Trump is in charge. Too bad. Sorry. Matt, let's see how you did there. You got the 1, the 3, and the 5. Hey, that's 9 points for the win. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Have fun with your son this weekend, and thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. If you've missed previous editions, you can find them on my website, harrisonline.com. And come back here every Friday afternoon at 5:15 and play along live here on the Big 550 KTRS, available free around the world via the KTRS app.
It's time to check traffic with Timothy Weiland.
Now that's a lead-in.
Oh, yeah.
That's good bumper music, man.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good news. They cleared the accident southbound 141 at Hawkins. They cleared the accident southbound 55 at River de Pere. Now, southbound 55 is pretty well jammed up now between Highway 44, and that goes all the way through Rivas Barracks. Looking at southbound 170, you're slow from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 44, eastbound 40 is slow. Vandeventer to the Poplar. Westbound 40 from Vandeventer, that goes out through McCausland. After that, it looks pretty good until you get out towards Winghaven, Lake St. Louis Boulevard, in that area. It's slow all the way out through Highway 70. 70, that's still slow. 270 through 94 from T.R. Hughes. Some heavy pockets all the way out through Highway Z. People trying to escape the Lake of the Ozarks. Westbound 44, those drivers were heavy from Grand down through Hampton. Eastbound 270, you're still about midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Forreston and the Halls Ferries through Bell Fountain. This traffic report brought to you by GoToMeeting. Step up your meeting game with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the online meeting solution that lets you collaborate and present from anywhere. Be a meeting MVP and start your free trial at GoToMeeting.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland for the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, that's actually two words, but the point is you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. Later this month, the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, May 20th, it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome. Saturday, May 21st, the Adult Cardinals Pullover. Sunday, May 22nd, is Six Flags Day. Family Attractions Card Giveaway. And the Kids Performance T-Shirt, presented by the Pasta House. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Here's a line drive, base hit into left field, and off the second base is Garcia. He has done it again.
Fans, this is Greg Garcia, and it's a thrill to be a part of Cardinal Nation. On Saturday, May 21st, we play the Diamondbacks. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older entering with a ticket will take home an adult Cardinals pullover. This pullover is a one-of-a-kind item. You don't want to miss it. That's Saturday, May 21st. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
A home run! Greg Garcia's first Major League home run!
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
My name is Scott, and over the past several years, you have heard me voice radio commercials like this for my client, B-Dry. Years earlier, B-Dry had successfully fixed my mother's basement, so professing B-Dry's excellence in the industry has come naturally. And it all started back in 2012, when the parsonage basement at our church needed waterproofing. I called B-Dry, one of the owners, Justin, came out, assessed our needs, provided a clear explanation of a solution to the problem, and a free estimate to perform the work, which B-Dry executed to complete satisfaction at a value far better than their competitors. A year later, they did the same for our school basement, and they will do the same for you. So whether it's a wet basement or crawl space, cracked, leaking, or settling foundation or sidewalks, do yourself a favor and contact B-Dry. Even though my last name isn't Buck, and I am not a big league broadcaster, take my word for it. I am a satisfied customer, and B-Dry has been satisfying thousands of customers for over 60 years, and they'll make you a satisfied customer as well. B-Dry, be done for life. BDry.com.
St. Louis FC is looking forward to making a run in the prestigious Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Join in on the truly authentic St. Louis soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. Make your plans to be there Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. for the opening game of the Open Cup presented by Mercy. Be a part of the excitement and get your tickets now. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0999 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Yo, it's me, The Grill. Why don't you put down that garden hose and get over here? We got some grilling to do. So scrape my grate and lay it on me. Spicy Korean pork chops, grilled pork burritos, and double smoky ribs with bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Woo-wee! I'm getting up to 350 real fast. So come on, let's grill for it. Want to grill for it this summer? Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Your summer in St. Louis starts at the Muni. Worldwide Technology welcomes the Muni spectacular 2016 season. The Wizard of Oz, 42nd Street, Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Mamma Mia, Fiddler on the Roof, Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida. Get the best seats today. Season ticket packages are available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Southwest Airlines is the official airline of the Muni.
Spring is
is here. And in St. Louis, that means spring remodeling and spring storms. Compton Roofing has been serving the St. Louis area for over 60 years and is glad to help with storm damage as well as any repairs and replacement needs you may have. Give them a call. The professionals at Compton Roofing are locally owned and family operated. Call them for a free estimate at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yes, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS in the... At the end of one of the most beautiful days we've had in a while, unfortunately, the clouds seem to have rolled in, and we're going to get those storms in here tonight. I have a friend who just moved into a new house, and they were moving stuff in a few days ago when that hail hit, and he showed me a picture yesterday of hail as big as your fist. Which, because they had moved stuff into the garage, the cars were not in the garage, and a friend who was helping him move had her front window blown out by the hail.
Mm. Oh, no, we had my girlfriend Sandy, mm-hmm. her son-in-law, works in St. Charles. The front and back window were blown out, and he has a guy that he works with. Every window in his car was blown out.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you like to, though, you just moved into a new house, and now you got to replace the roof?
Oh,
I mean, he hasn't even fully moved in yet, unless you got to take care of the dents in the car and all that stuff. Hopefully, there are some warnings out for tonight, so just heads up on that. But good news is Saturday and Sunday are going to be dry. This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. And this, on the phone from Southern California, is Mr. Mike Evans.
All right, Dan.
Give it
up. Wait a minute, is that Paul Harris?
Yeah, you got me.
Little Paul Harris, come on.
What do you got for us, Mikey?
So we have done politicians and rock and rollers today named the name of the Oscar winner, who does not drink alcohol, Anthony Hopkins, Kevin Spacey, Daniel Day-Lewis, Colin Firth. Movie review, are you ready for this, Little Paul Harris?
Yeah.
Money Monster.
I saw this one, too. What'd you think?
Money Monster stars Julia Roberts and George Clooney. Always hard for me to watch a Clooney Roberts film because I never forget that I am watching Clooney and Roberts act in a movie. They never are able to become the character like the better actors. But anyway, it's always about the writing and the script, and I thought it carried it pretty well. Blue-collar dude loses everything. Clooney plays a sort of a cocky TV reporter, and he's giving out tips. And,
well, like a Jim Cramer type.
Yeah. Interesting that Julia Roberts and George Clooney are in this film 85% of the time, even holding a lot of conversations, but they never saw each other while shooting this movie.
Yeah.
All scene shot different times.
What I liked about it was that she's in his head through the earpiece, kind of the way Holly Hunter was with William Hurt in Broadcast News. There's some good scenes like that.
Didn't think of that. Rated R, 90 minutes. I gave it 3 stars.
I liked it a lot. I gave it like an 8.5 out of 10, so we're right on the same page here. But, you know, a lot of other critics are savaging this movie. I think they went in thinking they were going to get another Big Short, and I think that their expectations were wrong. This is just a fun movie.
I was going to say, there's a lot of funny parts in this movie.
Yes, yeah, a lot of cutting humor, absolutely. Money Monster is definitely worth your time.
And you know what? I bet it does not do well at the box office.
I know.
That's, you know, just...
That's just wrong.
And, by the way, Clooney and Julia Roberts, two of the most conceited, difficult actors in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Odds and ends, he doesn't want you to know, but I'm here to tell you, Robert Downey Jr. goes to a lot of children's hospitals, takes gifts to the kids, spends hours playing with them. Doesn't want you to know it, though.
Okay. Wow.
Just wondering, since it seems that it's weird that Kristen Stewart was really into guys. She was dating single guys, married guys, guys that were engaged. And then she became best friends forever with Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And she started dating women for about a year.
Hmm.
Now she's back with men. What do you think that is all about?
I don't know.
Trying the waters? Or?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis take their daughter, Wyatt, for a mile walk every day. They're hoping that maybe Wyatt will be and get into athletics rather than acting. Couple of folks gaining weight. Amy Schumer.
Uh-oh.
Got some Miracle Whip spread on that, eh?
All right, do you watch her show on Comedy Central?
No, I don't like it.
Oh.
You?
Well, I think this season has been very, very funny. And the stuff that she's done, particularly in the last couple of weeks, I think is some of the sharpest stuff that's on television.
Yeah, Comedy Central is in so much trouble.
Yeah, they are. They just lost their the woman who was in charge there.
Yeah, I'm going to have more on that next week.
Okay.
I don't know where New Yorkers eat. I don't know. You know, they're from New York. They both live in New York. But the New York just put out the most popular fast food places in New York City. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Number four, Burger King. Number mm-hmm. five, Subway.
Hmm. I would have thought that what's that new place that just started franchising around the country that was so hot in New York? No, Shake Shack. I would have thought that would have been on the list, but I guess they don't have enough outlets.
They only have one.
Okay.
They only have one in New York. I read that they are building another one in New York.
Okay.
And they are franchising. They're building one in L.A. too. But I think there's just still the one right there. You know where it is?
It's in Times Square, isn't it?
No, it's not anywhere near Times Square.
Okay.
It's on 23rd and 5th Avenue. And you've seen that Flathead building?
Yes.
It's right across the street in a place called Washington Park.
Oh, okay. I know they've also got one on the Strip in Vegas.
Do they?
Yeah, I go there a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like Vegas?
I do, because I play poker, and there's a lot of poker there. I'll be back there for the World Series of Poker next month.
It would be great if you won a lot of money.
Yeah.
I would probably share all of it with you.
No, you're just, but you know, you
what about
you're
me?
Lying.
I was talking to Dan.
Yeah,
oh,
I used,
okay.
Yeah.
That I can understand. Date in history, May 13th, 1982, the first American Airlines goes bankrupt. I think we all remember, based out of Kansas City. Brandon Fairways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fairways. Doesn't drink anymore. Anthony Hopkins, Kevin Spacey, Daniel Day-Lewis, or Colin Firth?
Whoa.
Or me. 22 and a half years.
Wow.
That's good, but we asked about Academy Award winners. I don't think you're Academy Award winner.
I wasn't even nominated for Mississippi Grind. Thanks for rubbing my face in that. Dan, what do you think?
I'm going to go Kevin Spacey.
Same here.
I'm going Tony Hopkins.
Oh, you stupid
idiot.
Answer is Anthony Hopkins.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he said Tony Hopkins.
I call him Tony. You know, my fellow actors and I were so close. That's what we call a pregnant pause in the radio industry.
Yes.
And now?
Very pregnant.
The Dan Strauss gig plug.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. The Southside Johnny Band, which I'm the bass player of, mm-hmm. will be playing at the Firehouse Bar and Grill tomorrow night, starting at 8. It's right there on Lime Ferry in South County, so come on out. Good
and you know
food.
What the band loves? They love it when everybody simultaneously yells out a request.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
You can scream out a request.
Especially right in the middle of another song.
Yes, yeah, but don't do it individually. Go around the bar and get together with your fellow patrons. Figure out a time when you can all do that, and then just simultaneously shout mm-hmm. out a band. And they have a guarantee, if they don't start playing the song, song for you immediately, you get $1 million.
What? We do? Oh.
You're not doing that anymore?
No, we stopped doing that.
It's too tough. Yeah, you were good at it. You were right into the song most of the time.
You were jumping on it and everything.
Time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. Get the STL Taxi app or call them at 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Lipetsk, Russia, where a medieval festival reenactor showed off his spear-throwing skills by knocking a camera drone out of the sky with his spear. The footage was posted to YouTube by the drone owner, Gennady Tolchiev, and it shows an aerial view of the festival as these reenactors were preparing to recreate the battle for the bridge. A costume participant is seen moving away from the others before throwing a spear, which scores a direct hit and knocks the drone out of the air. Not destroyed, just knocked it down. Some festival visitors had criticized the drone's presence at the event, which even bans participants from wearing modern underwear. You can't have a drone if you can't wear modern underwear. But the drone owner, Tolchiev, said organizers had given him permission for his quad captor to record the goings-on. As for the man who threw the spear, he apologized and offered to pay for repairs to the drone. The owner says he has talked to the organizers about next year making drone spearing an official event, with the aerial drones standing in for dragons. Story number two, Deltona, Florida. A man shot himself while cleaning a handgun, but didn't discover the bullet hole in his arm until 3 days later, and wait until you hear why. His name is John Blevins. He told deputies that he was cleaning his .22 in his living room when he held the gun against his chest so his dog wouldn't jump up near it. But as Blevins stood up, he felt a sharp pain, causing his back to give out, and he fell face down. He heard a loud gunshot as he hit his face against the edge of a glass coffee table, but he didn't feel any pain from a gunshot, possibly because of the medicine he takes for his old back injury. He did feel a little bit of pain above his left eyebrow, because that's what hit the table. He was wearing a black long-sleeve shirt. Didn't notice the injury on his left arm as he went about his normal routine for the next 2 days. It wasn't until the third day that he finally changed his shirt. That's right, 3 days in the same black long-sleeve shirt. He took it off and put on a light brown one and saw the blood stains. That's when he noticed an entrance and exit wound on his arm. The wound had cauterized itself in those 3 days. After determining that he had shot himself, the police took him to a hospital to be checked out, and he's fine. Story number three from Mount Healthy, Ohio. Police responded to a 911 call about a robber with a gun inside a Gold Star Chili restaurant. When they got there, the staff told them they had not been robbed. But they did point to the only customer in the place, a woman named Destiny Watson. They told her, she's been here about 3 hours. She's eaten about $20 worth of food, hasn't paid up yet. She keeps telling us a friend is coming to bring money. Nobody has showed up, and she's been here over 3 hours. So the officer went over and talked to her, said, you didn't happen to call 911, did you? She said, no, here's my phone as proof. The officer looks through it. Sure enough, there's the call to the Hamilton County 911 dispatcher. She called in the fake robbery, but stayed in the restaurant until the police showed up. And we finish today in Framingham, Massachusetts, where authorities say Kayvon Mavadat was at the Natick Mall when he held the door open for a police officer who was leaving. The officer thought Mavadat looked familiar, went to check on his cruiser's computer, and found that there were 3 warrants out for this guy's arrest for heroin possession, shoplifting, and driving with a suspended license. So the cop went back to the mall and found Mavadat and busted him. The moral? Never hold a door for a cop. No, that's not right. The moral? Don't do drugs, kids. No, that's not right either. The moral is, please continue to act like Mavadat. I need more knuckleheads on the news every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. Good luck with the storms tonight. Have a great weekend. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Colin and all of us here who work on the large morning show of the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
And we're going to get our final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
You know, Dan,
Paul throws me a curve now and then. When you're getting ready to talk about the band, I don't even relate to it unless he calls it the Upside Down Band.
The Upside Down Band? Oh, yeah, I know.
And then you come in and you go, "It's the." I know it's the Southside Johnny, but he usually leads into it with the Upside Down Band. And
he did. He threw us a curve on that one.
Yeah, it kind of throws me.
He said,
me.
"And now the plug." Like I know.
Yeah, really.
The Upside Down Band, the Southside Johnny Band.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
All right, now it, right, now it sinks in where you're playing and stuff. All right, on Southbound 141, you're jammed up pretty well now from Big Bend down through Highway 44. Westbound 70, there's a couple different incidents. At T.R. Hughes, they've got a left lane block, and that has you backed up to Mid River Small Drive. And then in between Bryan or Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Highway A, they've got a right lane block, and that had you backed up to Bryan Road. So it's going to be a slow go once you get to Mid River Small Drive all the way out past Wentzville as everybody's trying to get out to the lake. Southbound 55, now you're heavy from Loughborough through Rebus Barracks. Southbound 270 was heavy now a little bit north of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like westbound 44 is thinned out in the Benton area, and eastbound 270, you'll still find it a little bit slow. Lindbergh through New Florissant and from the Halls Ferries through Bell Fountain. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top in Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Our latest cold front in the northwest flow is right on schedule, and it's packing rain and thunderstorms sweeping across St. Louis tonight.
It's been a couple of days, but we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg from hail damage tonight. Windshield repair guys struggling to keep up.
Why residents of a North County mobile home park say their water has been shut off and they're being evicted despite being paid up.
Plus, ticket trouble. The problems Blues fans have encountered while trying to score seats for the conference championship.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, it's going to be another stormy night across St. Louis.
And some of those storms could become severe. For the latest, let's check right away with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. Dave?
The biggest thing right off the bat,
yes,
it's nothing like Wednesday.
Good.
Nothing
good
like Wednesday. But there's a line of thunderstorms trying to get going, struggling.